If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show. The two people who are still tuned
here.
In. Yeah, after that first segment. Yeah, thanks for sticking with us. Huh? Yeah, that's right. How about some music?
Oh, please.
Let's do it. The Flying W Wranglers are riding along with us. They're singing a Yuletide Yodel song.
Saddled up and riding through the cold December snow. Sharing season's tidings, ranch to ranch house as we go. Swapping Christmas presents wrapped in burlap bags and string, with friends that we won't see again till roundup time next spring. Christmas greetings, bunkhouse meetings, old friends trading handshakes, highs and howdies all along. Cowboys mingling, spurs a jingling, raring back and singing out a Yuletide yodel song. Odelay, hey, odelay. Pumpkin pies and mincemeat cooling on the windowsill. All across the prairie, it's a joyous time of year. And every buckhouse down the line is filled with Yuletide cheer. Christmas greetings, bunkhouse meetings, old friends trading handshakes, highs and howdies all along. Cowboys mingling, spurs a jingling, raring back and singing out a Yuletide yodel song.
Sir, that's how you yodel when you sit on a folding metal chair without
bear
any
bean.
Yeah, bear bean and butt naked. Yeah, to quote
Rumson.
Ben Rumson. That's right. Bear bean
bean
butt naked. All right, there you go. Well, all right, conversations.
Dinner conversation.
Around the dinner table. All right, yes. And I have to mention this one.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
Because, well, I've told this story before, but I'll tell on myself again.
Yeah.
I took daughter Sadie with me to have her mare bred.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
To the stud. And that's just, you know, what we do around here.
It's facts of life, right?
It's part of the education, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she had never witnessed that before. And, well, it
traumatized
her. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, actually, she didn't seem like it bothered her a whole lot. She just said, oh, well, okay, that's how that done. She asked me one time, I know how they get out. She's watched them birth. She just didn't know how they got in there.
Yeah.
So I took her and showed her.
Yeah.
All right. Everything was fine, and I was feeling quite proud of myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mission accomplished. Was just
yeah.
fine. Yeah. So we were sitting around the dinner table that night.
Okay.
And,
how old was Sadie?
Oh,
six?
Man. She wasn't very old. I'm going to say maybe eight.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We got that
established. What I'm
going to
say anyway, but all right. Anyway, we're sitting around the dinner table, and Sadie wanted another sister,
mm-hmm.
is
mm-hmm.
what she wanted. She had a brother.
She had Dylan.
Yeah, I had a brother at the time. She wanted a sister.
Right.
So we're sitting around the dinner table. I'm midstream with a glass of milk,
mm-hmm.
and Sadie asks me, "Well, Dad, when are you going to breed Mom?"
And let's get this thing going.
Well,
here.
Milk come out my nose, and Jacqueline gasped.
Yeah.
And she says, "Sadie, humans conceive, they don't breed." And I looked at her, and under my breath, I'm thinking, "Oh, well, I beg to differ." But anyway.
Oh, dear.
So then damage control was taken over by my sweet bride.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Because what I had done obviously didn't help,
no.
and it wasn't any good.
Well, and what an education. Every time,
well,
the best education is at the barn.
Country kids.
Yeah.
You know, your boys, didn't your father-in-law tell your boys that we're going to cowboy school today?
Oh, absolutely. No, that's what it was.
That's
yeah.
what he always told them.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. He kept telling them, drop your school and pick it up next year.
There you
go. We'll go to cowboy school.
Let's go to cowboy school.
And they did.
And they did.
They
and they've become cowboys. And that's
right.
You know what? I'm more proud of that than I am anything
Absolutely.
Else. But anyway,
yeah.
I am proud of their scholastic achievements, sure.
Yes, and
maybe their athletic achievements, but cowboy school.
Well, we
that was where I was at.
We were our AI, not artificial intelligence.
Yeah, right.
Insemination.
Which
right?
is no match for natural stupidity,
that's right.
by the way.
And,
yeah.
and we were talking about uteruses and cervixes
sure.
and ovaries and stuff like that.
Right.
We got all done, and we come back to the lunch table, and Dick looked at Tina, and this is back when Tina was packing Carmex.
Oh, okay.
In
yeah.
her pocket instead of Chapstick.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Dick looked at her and says, "Tina, let me see your cervix."
Oh, my gosh.
And she looked at
she
him.
Said, what?
And she looked at me. She said,
no.
Excuse me?
She's like, what? And he said, Carmex.
Yeah, Carmex.
Give me your Carmex.
No, that's not what
that's
you say.
So you'd been out AI-ing earlier that day.
Yeah, and it was day. On everybody's tongue. And it sounds close,
and
right?
that was at the dinner table?
Lunch table, yeah.
Oh, it's at the lunch table. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's
dear.
Funny. Now, okay, so that brings up another point,
uh-huh.
all right? R.P. Smith says it's not breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, that's right.
R.P. Smith right. says it's breakfast, dinner, and supper.
Yes.
And he says the Bible never refers to the last dinner.
And I'm using that one.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
I use that.
So it's breakfast, dinner, and supper.
Right.
Yeah.
I concur.
No, all right. Okay.
We got that cleared.
Got
up.
That cleared. Thanks, R.P.
Exactly.
Appreciate that. Yeah. So the conversations around the dinner table in an agrarian home.
And especially if you have a vet sitting
oh
at
my
the
goodness
table.
Sakes. Oh, my goodness sakes.
A veterinarian.
Yeah. You had Jared Sayer sitting
oh,
around
Jared,
there.
We had Jim Bell. We had Dr.
Right.
Bob.
Dr. Bob. We've sat around the dinner table on cruises.
Yes,
and
we
had some good,
really
good conversations, haven't we?
Absolutely.
With Dr. Bob and whoever else was poor souls who happened to be at our table.
Uh-huh.
And the rest of the dining room hated us because we were howling. Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
yeah we weren't very,
very
prim or
quiet
proper,
about it, yeah.
But we were just good.
Right, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Let's have some cowpoke poetry.
Ooh, what you got?
Well, it's Christmas time,
yeah.
So you know Santa must be a shooer. They say he's a jolly old elf. You'll never find one truer. But the way I see it myself, Santa must be a shooer. Someone's got to trim the reindeer and sharpshoe those little hoofs as they dash through the wild frontier and land on ice-covered roofs. So, to me, it makes perfect sense that Santa nails on the shoes. I present this as evidence backed up with various clues. He's dressed in fur from head to foot, 'cause he's a hairy feller. He's covered all over with soot like a blacksmith shop dweller. The sound you hear ain't jingling bells, it's his anvil that's ringing, a sound more fine than chorus swells or herald angels singing. A beard as white as frosted peaks, with a pipe stump stuck in place, merry dimples and rosy cheeks, but not the ones on his face. Bending plagues this reindeer drover, rear end cleavage stripes his back, like a peddler bending over and opening up his pack. When he squats down to put out toys, his belly rests on his thighs, a comfy stance for shoeing boys of typical shape and size. Don't know about his droll little lips, all drawn up into a bow, nor why his pants sag on his hips, but this I really do know. It's a short season spreading cheer, he works hard to get through her. But what's he do the rest of the year? Yeah, Santa must be a shoer. Well, there you go. Top 10 reasons why Santa is a farrier. He is a shoer. Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. How about a little bit of Dick's pick, shall we?
Oh, man, this one is a true classic.
Yeah. Who's singing?
Lorne Greene, kind of.
Lorne Greene, yeah. he is. Bonanza.
It was Pa Cartwright.
Yeah. All right, there. Yeah. What's you singing?
Christmas a coming.
Okay.
Christmas is a coming and the geese are getting fat. Please to put a penny in a poor man's hat. If you haven't got a penny, then a halfpenny will do. If you haven't got a halfpenny, may God bless you. God bless you, gentlemen, God bless you. If you haven't got a halfpenny, may God bless you. Christmas is a-comin' and the lights are on the tree. How's about a turkey leg for poor old me? If you haven't got a turkey leg, a turkey wing will do. If you haven't got a turkey wing, may God bless you. God bless you, gentlemen, God bless you. If you haven't got a turkey wing, may God bless you. Christmas is a-comin' and the egg is in the nog. Please to let me sit around your old yule log. If you'd rather I didn't sit around, to stand around will do. If you'd rather I didn't stand around, may God bless you. God bless you, gentlemen, God bless you. If you'd rather I didn't stand around, may God bless you. Christmas is a-coming and I heard your song begin. Please forgive a baritone for joining in. If you'd rather not a baritone, would bass or tenor do? If you'd rather I didn't sing at all, may God bless you. God bless you, gentlemen, God bless you. If you'd rather I didn't sing at all, may God bless you. Christmas is a-comin' and the bowl is full of wine. Let me have a flagon just for auld lang syne. If you haven't got a flagon, then a thimbleful will do. If you haven't got a thimble, may God bless you. God bless you, gentlemen, God bless you. If you haven't got a thimble, then may God bless you. God bless you, gentlemen, God bless you. Christmas is a-comin'. God bless you.
All right. Yep. Christmas is coming. Way to go, Pa.
Yeah, there you have it. All right. We need
to ditch out to another cowmercial, and when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.